Warriors will take on the Kings in Sacramento on Friday night at the Golden 1 Center. It's part of a Friday-Saturday back-to-back that will see the team face the Nuggets in Denver on Saturday night. And to start this stint of three games on the road, the Warriors in Utah on Tuesday evening. And despite a 27-point night from Klay Thompson, it was all around a rough go of it in Salt Lake City as the Jazz solid from beyond the arc, beating the Warriors in the end 129-99. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I saw, a couple tough calls, ball bounces another way, and the game's right there.
How does that happen 50 games in when you're the world champs and they're struggling?
It's the NBA. Everybody's got talent. They were tremendous tonight. They were well prepared. They were aggressive, and our hearts weren't in it. And at this level, if your heart's not in it, I don't care how much talent you have, you're gonna lose.
I was gonna say the energy level seemed low. What causes for a team to not have their hearts in it? What contributes to that?
A team
not having their heart in it.
I have no idea. If I knew, I would have thwarted those evil forces before the game, and I would have had our guys playing with great energy. But it happens. It's the NBA. It's a long season, and the key is always how you bounce back. And so we got to bounce back. But that was, I think our guys would tell you, that was a pathetic effort out there. That was disgusting basketball.
Is their best shooting tonight? Had some issues. With Joel Ingles. How did he get loose? I think he had 6 threes.
We just didn't start out the game with any force defensively. We weren't staying into bodies. They were just stopping behind screens. We were lazy on our switches. We played with no sense of urgency, no sense of purpose. And they're obviously fighting for the playoffs. I mean, they got a lot to play for. They're coming off a big win in Toronto. And they're healthy again. They're feeling pretty good. So this was their game all the way.
Creative ways to turn the ball over at times.
We work hard to turn the ball over in creative ways. We do. I thought we were really good at turning it over tonight.
This bench was the problem tonight, but you guys have 104 threes from your bench this season, which is dead last in the NBA. Only 104 threes made by your bench this season. Zero tonight. Dead last in the NBA. Is that becoming an issue?
It's just the way our team is built. We're pretty top heavy with the three-point shot. Obviously, we've got three of the best three-point shooters in the world, but not a lot of depth behind those guys in terms of our shooting. Nick's a good shooter, good three-point shooter, and he has the potential. He's shown in many games to give us that threat. He's made some big shots, and I'm confident that he will make more.